This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner, and on the program, we're going to be talking about a big birthday bash coming up with the Croswell Opera House. And it is just amazing to just think that the Croswell Opera House has been in existence for 160 years. That's just amazing. To talk a little bit more about that and about the big birthday bash that's going to be happening, I have with me Jennifer McPherson, Director of Marketing and Community Outreach at the Croswell. Jen, it's good to have you with us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
As well, we have Kiere Chris, who is the Development Director there at the Croswell. Welcome as well.
Hello.
It's good to have both of you with us. This is going to be happening when, Jen?
So our official birthday at the Croswell is March 19th, Thursday, March 19th. So we will be having a traditional birthday party on that very day from 4 until 9 p.m.
Excellent, excellent. Well, what's going to be celebrated with, I mean, it's 160 years, so Kiere, what's going to be happening during that time?
Yeah, there's a lot to cover with with that many
years. Yeah.
So it is a celebration that's just going to be big. We've got lots of photos happening, slideshows in our bar, Farver's up front, as well as on the big screen in our theater. We have this cool thing happening called Living History, where we've got some close Croswell friends who will be dressed up as people who have come through the Croswell's doors in years past. So you might see Ahmaud Adams or Edwin Booth, who performed on our stage. So opportunity to go around and learn about some of those people and their legacies, as well as folks who have performed or been a part of the Croswell sharing stories on the half hour. We'll have some special performances on the hour.
Oh, neat.
So lots of interactive things. We'll, of course, have cupcakes.
You gotta have cupcakes.
Gotta have cupcakes.
And then we'll have, even out front, an ice sculpture will be created live with our 160th anniversary logo. So this is just a kickoff, really, to our entire anniversary series. So it's free for people to attend. There's no ticket required. You just come and mingle, and we'll have some fun specials in the bar, birthday flavored cocktails, I'm sure.
I think there's a birthday cake martini, maybe, or something on special for the birthday. And we also have, along with everything that Kiere just said, we also have the opportunity to win a Croswell gift basket that's going to be full of Croswell merchandise and fun things, and that's no purchase necessary. You can just have the opportunity to take that home with you.
Oh, nice.
And lots of photo ops for people, and the whole staff will be there. It's just a really fun community event, and we just encourage everybody to come out and have fun at the Croswell with us.
And especially to be able to celebrate 160 years of the Croswell. The Croswell has been providing some great entertainment over those 160 years, including what you have lined up coming up. And so come on out and help celebrate and enjoy the festivities, because, you know, there's so many people that have come to the Croswell and come over and just celebrate the 160th anniversary, you know, to just be able to have fun and be able to go and talk to some of the people that we have seen on the Croswell stage.
Oh,
yeah, for sure. And also, you know, whether we want you to come out and celebrate the Croswell, no matter what part of the Croswell you've been involved with, even if, you know, you've seen one show or 10 shows, if you've been on stage during the show, if you've come to any of our special events, or even if you've just been walking by and been curious about, hey, what happens in there? We'd love for you to come in and see and to celebrate our birthday with us and be part of our community and our Croswell family.
That's a good point, Jen, because of the fact that maybe sometimes with some people, they've driven by the Croswell so many times and have never stepped inside. And I've always said, if you need an excuse to do something, this is going to be that great excuse, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. If you don't have any experience with the Croswell, this is a great event to come and learn about it, because not only are you coming in during a party and a celebration, but also you'll be able to learn some history while you're there. You'll be able to chat with people who have had different experiences at the Croswell, learn about it. You'll be able to see Farver's and what happens in there. It's just, it's a very welcoming space. And mm-hmm. so we'd love everybody to come in and check it out.
Yeah. Again, and if you've never been at the Croswell before, make this your excuse of being able to come and check it out, because it's just a wonderful, wonderful theater. And especially with all the renovations that have been done at the Croswell, not only, you know, at the front, but also at in the auditorium and on the stage too. Mm-hmm. Just a wonderful, wonderful thing.
And it's Michigan's oldest right here
yes.
in our downtown. It's so, it's iconic. It's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Being Michigan's oldest and then celebrating the 160 years, you know, bam, bam. You know, it's just a great thing to be able to go and help celebrate. And, you know, the thing is like, as both of you mentioned, we've had some pretty big names have come into the Croswell and not only be at the Croswell, but also be on the stage.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah. We've had, so I don't know that everybody is aware of, you know, some of those names that you've heard maybe in your history books, or you've, you know, had it, you know, seen at a museum or, you know, an exhibit. But we've had Susan B. Anthony has been on our stage, the Suffragettes, Frederick Douglass, John Philip Sousa, like Kyrie mentioned, Edward Booth, Maude
yeah.
Adams. The list kind of just goes on when you start really going through it, and it's remarkable
it
to
is.
Know that those people stood on this stage, and now we're there every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 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 exactly, yeah, yeah. Well, the name itself, Croswell, is very historic,
mm-hmm.
too. Because of Governor Croswell mm-hmm. and, you know, the Croswell Opera House. And just a wonderful thing to be able to have in our community, one of many gems that we have here in Lenawee County, and that's the Croswell Opera House.
Agreed.
Another kind of cool thing happening at the end of the night of the celebration is Senator Joseph Bellino will be on site and presenting a proclamation mm-hmm. On behalf
yep.
of the state. So that'll
yeah.
be special.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. That'll be wonderful. And that's going to be such a nice thing, too. And be able to go in and meet up with Senator Bellino then, too, at the same time. Yeah. How about that?
Yeah.
Why not? Anything else that will be happening during the event that we have not mentioned so far?
Well, it's not during the event, but I did want to just quickly mention a little sidecar to the event.
Sure.
This is happening on Thursday, March 19th. On Saturday, March 21st, we are having a Decorate a Birthday Cake for the Croswell event in Farver's, our cocktail lounge.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a family-friendly event. Cakes are undecorated. They're $8. You can come in. You can buy a cake for $8, and all the supplies are included. You can sit in Farver's. You can decorate your cake. You can take it home, spoil your dinner. And just, you know, it's a way to say happy birthday to the Croswell and have a little take home. And while that is happening, we also have a family-friendly all ages cabaret happening. So there'll be some entertainment that's age appropriate, like it's appropriate for everyone in your family.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of a really nice way to spend a late afternoon, evening with your family, decorate a birthday cake, have some entertainment, and hang out at the Croswell.
Now that's going to be when again, Jen?
Saturday, March 21st, and that starts at 4 o'clock from 4 until 8.
Okay, mm-hmm. excellent. Now the cabaret, that's going to be on the stage at the Croswell stage or there at Farver's?
Oh, I'm getting my words mixed up. The cabaret will be in Farver's as well.
Okay,
and
all
that starts at 6 o'clock.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
yeah,
so that's like a little side event to the big birthday bash that's happening. Yeah.
But, you know, come to the big event and then also come Saturday.
Yeah.
You know, extend the celebration.
That's right. Yeah. And, you know, the Thursday event is just, there's so much happening. So, you know, come to both for sure, because each one is completely different.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I just go back again and again saying what a jewel we have having the Croswell Opera House here. 160 years, that's nothing to sneeze at, that's for sure. And as you mentioned, Kyrie, is that Michigan's oldest theater, performing theater, still going theater, is something that to be very proud of, to have right here in Lenawee County.
Yes, we are so grateful. People have cared about it for that long. People have taken care of it. We have, you know, rallied through challenges, and It's a beautiful moment in time to come together and look forward to the next generation and the next generation that we get to continue. We get to be a part of that story.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's a, it's just, it's a milestone. For
it
us.
Is. It is. Mm-hmm. Big time milestone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, the big birthday bash is going to be when again, Jen?
It's Thursday, March 19th, and it's from 4 until 9 p.m.
Okay. And everyone and everyone can come out, right, Kyrie?
100%.
Yeah. So let's make this a big celebration, and people make sure that you put this on their calendars. Don't miss it, and to be able to come out. Were you going to say something else, Kyrie? Okay. Mm-hmm. Come and help celebrate. This is something to come and celebrate and be there on Thursday night and then again back on Saturday afternoon as well. I want to thank both of you for being on the program. Let's celebrate the Croswell Opera House.
Thank you so much.
Okay. My guests have been Jennifer McPherson, Director of Marketing and Community Outreach, and Kyrie Crist, the Development Director at the Croswell, too. So good to have you with us. This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Kartner, and we'll talk again soon.